I had a little time to think, and I wanted to talk about trusting God. You know, we've been studying that in Exodus as the children of Israel are entering the wilderness, and they're given manna every day. But they're told, just gather for today. And the lesson there, I think, is trust God for today, and He'll take care of us tomorrow as well. Trust that He'll be there. And so we don't have to do things contrary to His will to try and take care of things for ourselves. And you know, it's kind of easy to look back at those lessons and see, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But sometimes it's hard as we're going through life situations to see those lessons in our own lives. So I wanted to start with Romans 8:28. Because I know a lot of people are going through a lot of hardship right now. And I think this really speaks to trusting God. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. All things are working together for those who love God. So how do we know if we're loving Him? Well, if we turn to John 14:23, we'll see an example. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And we see a similar saying in 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So God's given us commandments to keep. He wants us to respond to Him, to respond to the love that He's shown us in the giving of His Son, to accept Christ in baptism and understand we need to repent of sin. We need to confess Christ before the world. We need to continue to do that and walk faithfully, walking in the light, as 1 John talks about. So we need to look at ourselves and say, are we acting like we love God? And then the other part of Romans 8:28, it can be hard to understand, I think. All things work together for good. Well, what is good? I don't think we always know what good is for us. Or perhaps something good is being worked out for somebody else and we need to endure. We could be part of that. Because it's all things. And that just amazes me to think that God is working all things everywhere and every when for good for those who love Him. But if we look at Isaiah 55:8, it doesn't surprise me that sometimes we don't understand what good means. Because it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So we might think good is that our situations are working out toward the best. I'll give you an example out of my life. When I was in high school, I had a girlfriend. And I went away to college, and I really thought we would stay together, and we'd end up getting married. Well, guess what? We broke up. It didn't seem good at the time. Now I have a wonderful wife who I met later, and it worked out for good. So we have to work through our troubles. We have to trust and pray. We have to ask for help for those in the church. We have to trust God's going to work things out. Stay faithful. That's the message I wanted to leave with us tonight. Trust the Lord. He's demonstrated that He deserves our trust over and over again, not only throughout our lives, but also all the promises that He's made and kept recorded in the Bible. So if we can help you either to trust Him or to be one who loves Him by keeping His commandments, let us know as we stand and sing.